This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Missouri added about 6,000 jobs in April as its seasonally adjusted unemployment rate edged down slightly. Figures released today by the State Department of Economic Development also show that Missouri added more jobs in March than originally thought. The March job growth was revised upward from 4,800 to 6,800 new jobs. Missouri's unemployment rate declined 0.1 percentage point in April to 7.3%. The department said that is the lowest level in 40 months. The national unemployment rate was 8.1% in April. The Missouri House has approved language designed to bar the creation of a Kansas Jayhawks specialty license plate. The measure was added onto a larger higher education bill passed by the House today. It would require legislative approval of specialty license plates that feature out-of-state colleges and universities. The sponsor, House Member Stephen Weber of Columbia, says it's a direct result of Kansas dropping its football rivalry with Mizzou.
This is one of those opportunities to kick the Jayhawks in their non-existent teeth, and I say we take advantage of it. Madam Speaker, I would like to say in all seriousness, the rivalry has been good for Kansas City. It's been good for our state. I think it's been good for their state as well.
Weber added, though, that if KU agrees to resume the border showdown rivalry, that next year he would sponsor legislation to remove the added requirement for specialty plates. The bill now goes to the Missouri Senate. The Columbia Board of Education has approved a measure creating a 10-cent increase in school lunch prices. KBIA's Lucas Hudson has this report.
Columbia school board members say the price increase allows the district to continue to access federal funds that subsidize the cost of school lunches. The measure passed unanimously at last night's board meeting with no public comment. Board members also discussed how state funding for next year is expected to impact the district's budget. Linda Quinley is chief financial officer with Columbia Public Schools. She says the state isn't able to keep giving funds to the district consistent with student growth. The district is expected to receive about $10 million less than the amount recommended in the state's foundation formula.
So every student we grow, we get absolutely no help with from the state at this point because of their funding situation.
Board members hope to have a final version of the budget available later this month so that those interested may have an opportunity to review it before the next school board meeting set for June 11th. Lucas Hudson, KBIA News.
With just a few days left to go in Missouri's legislative session, Governor Jay Nixon says he's optimistic about reaching a deal with lawmakers on workers' compensation legislation he previously rejected. While visiting a medical supplies company in North Kansas City this afternoon to highlight positive economic and employment trends in the state, Nixon said he met with lawmakers last night and then worked some more on the workers' comp legislation this morning.
We're almost a halftime of the legislature. You're in the last week, last two or three days here. We've had productive discussions, and I'm hopeful that we'll get that measure through to my desk.
Earlier this year, Nixon vetoed legislation passed by the General Assembly that would have placed work-related diseases under workers' compensation coverage instead of letting parties go to court. The legislation would have also prohibited employees from suing each other over workplace injuries. During his Kansas City visit, Nixon also pushed for lawmakers to approve tax credits to encourage manufacturing jobs. Session ends this Friday evening. Missouri backup quarterback Corbin Burkstresser has been arrested after reportedly leaving the scene of an early morning car accident. Columbia police say Burkstresser hit a parked car in an off-campus neighborhood early today, but failed to stop. He was arrested several hours later and released on bail after posting a $4,500 bond. No injuries were reported. Leaving an accident scene is typically a misdemeanor offense in Missouri, but Burkstresser could face a felony charge because property damage to the other car exceeded $1,000. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.